Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Mr. Secretary General, Under Secretary General, Excellencies and colleagues. At the outset, on behalf of the people of Afghanistan, I would like to thank Secretary General Guterres for convening today's timely and important conference and greatly appreciate your unwavering support to the people of Afghanistan, a people and a country which is not only entering into a state of acute poverty and hopelessness, but also plunging into an era of reversal of rights and liberties. The Afghan people are least responsible for this unfolding crisis and yet most affected by it. Madam Chair, imposed conflict, recurrent natural disaster, chronic poverty, drought, and COVID-19 pandemic have left 18.4 million people in need of humanitarian assistance in Afghanistan. According to the recent UNDP numbers, 97% of Afghans could descend into poverty within 6 months unless the country's political and economic crisis are averted. While all population groups across the country have been impacted, the consequences for women and girls have been the most. I cannot agree more with all the previous Excellency speakers on the need for provision of immediate humanitarian assistance and unhindered access to delivery to all regions of Afghanistan. However, given the experiences of the humanitarian operations during 1996-2001, an effective, independent, impartial, and gender-balanced humanitarian operation still requires establishment of designated safe zones under UN control inside the country. Colleagues, there is no contradiction between aggressively pursuing a humanitarian agenda to save lives and protecting human rights and upholding international law in Afghanistan. In fact, if collaborated carefully, one can complement the other, and all can serve our common and ultimate goal, which is and will remain an inclusive and meaningful political settlement addressing the root causes of humanitarian crisis and conflict in Afghanistan. Madam Chair, whilst once again thanking the Secretary General and all member states and the other international organizations for their steadfast and generous humanitarian contribution today, I want to end my statement by emphasizing that the people of Afghanistan are in desperate need and the international community cannot afford to leave them behind. To achieve this, unity and decisive action from the UN is needed. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.